Hello, my name is Paul Sinclair. I am the father of Brianna Sinclair. I am 44 years old. My name is Paul Sinclair. Did I say that already?
Yes.
Okay, start over.
No, it's okay.
What else am I supposed to say?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
That would be my wife and my two daughters. You and Jewel.
So what makes them important to you?
Well, God has given me three of you girls to provide for, to care for, to love to the best of my ability. You're my immediate family, and I take on loving you guys seriously, providing for and protecting the best I can.
All right. Well, that makes me feel all loved. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
Oh boy, there's a ton of them. I'm still learning the consequences of some. Be truthful before God and others. These are lessons I'm still learning. Lessons I have learned is to work at finding balance in life. I mean, meaning don't lose yourself and suffocate yourself in your needs and wants, but also work at trying not to put all of your needs and wants above others. There's a balance to life. Don't try to do life without God. That doesn't work out too well. And I would say the other lesson life is to be patient and give grace to yourself and others.
Wow, that's a lot of wisdom that I'm going to take. What are some of your earliest childhood memories that have stuck to you, good or bad?
My best childhood memories would be off-roading with my dad's side of the family. And also your grandmother, my mom, and my stepdad supporting me the way they did in my athleticism when I was younger, taking me to my BMX games, my swim meets, my practices, my mom pushing me when I didn't want to be pushed.
I think that created you to be a lot better of a person.
Oh, and then one last thing, my biological dad, as messed up as he was, he taught me how to work hard at a very young age.
It's important. Okay. Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
Sure. One of my first happiest moments, one of my first unselfish happiest moments was when you were born. I remember it to this day when they pulled you out of your mother's, my wife's belly. It stirred such an amazing, eye-opening experience of how fragile and innocent you were at that time.
At that time, that's the key word.
And what a huge responsibility it was that I needed. I was awakened and aware that I needed to start living for something besides myself. That was the first time in my life that I had experienced an event where your birth was more than my life itself.
Wow. I hope I can experience that one day. Okay, thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them in the world that we live in now? I feel like this is crucial.
Be careful. Be very careful of where you put your mind and allow your thoughts to go. Develop your own self. Don't follow other people just because it's trendy or popular. people will hurt you, but you have to be strong and overcome those hurts because you have only one life to live. And time is something you can't get back, so make use of your time. Make use of your youth. And to the best of your ability, try to make something of yourself, plan your life. Because when you're young, you have a lot of energy. And if you apply wisdom when you're young and don't waste it away or have fun, you know, have party it away, it makes the important years of your life in your 20s and 30s and 40s, it makes it much easier if you discipline yourself. I would say create discipline in your life and plan out, try to plan out a direction, a path. Don't just go with the flow because you end up wasting your life.
Right. This is about growing up in school. Did you like going to school? And if not, why? And if so, why?
Different time periods in my life, I enjoyed going to school, mostly for the social aspect. I was regretfully not very interested in academics. I say regretfully because now, at 44 years old, I'm going to online college and love to learn. And I wish I would have embraced this learning when I was younger. But when I was a young man, I only enjoyed going to school for the social aspects of it and the athleticism, the sports.
At least you got something out of it. Some people don't get anything out of it.
True. And I did go to cool school. I did, my parents provided well enough where I went to good schools, which helped.
That's very important. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school? Like, what were the big things you did?
I did a lot of camping, a lot of bicycling. I hung out at the beach a lot.
Sounds like my favorite things to do.
Go on vacations with my parents from time to time. I remember one of the coolest vacations, we drove up through Northern California, up to San Francisco. Back when San Francisco wasn't quite as bad as it is now.
I don't know about San Francisco. I try to keep my head out of that stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, I did some vacationing, cycling, stayed active in sports, whether it be swimming or BMXing.
Sounds fun either way. Okay, what jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
So, my first job was at McDonald's on the East Coast.
Your first job was McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That seems to be a first for a lot of people.
And then my second job, I was a short order cook. This was back in Pennsylvania. I was a short order cook for what's called Friendly's. It's like a burger. It's not just a burger, it's kind of like, not fast food, a step above fast food, but not really.
So like Panda Express?
A little bit, but American, or kind of an American
Express. No, I mean like Panda's like on the verge of a restaurant and like fast food place. It's like in the middle.
It was a sit-down diner type thing.
Okay.
You know, it specialized in fried foods and grill foods, and then they had really good ice cream. So it was kind of like ice cream parlor with decent food. Definitely a step above Dairy Queen, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, much more variety and healthier, better food.
I think everything was healthier back then. and what did you do with the money you earned? If you're okay with sharing that.
Mm-hmm. That money that I earned when I was back east from the job at Friendly's, I saved up enough money to then buy a one-way train ticket and bus ticket to Florida. Because I couldn't stand living in Pennsylvania because football season was over. It was cold and wintry, gray and dark, and I couldn't stand it. So I took off on my own to Florida at 16. It's a that's a more polite and diplomatic way of saying I ran away from home at 16.
At 16. You weren't scared at all?
Not really. I was too angry.
Anger.
I was an angry kid. Divorce has a way of doing that.
Yeah. You got to tell me more about that story. It sounds interesting. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
Do I get to know what I know now? In a heartbeat.
I think that would be the question for all.
Yeah, only if I knew what I knew now. If I had to do it all over again, no. But yes, if I knew what I knew now, oh, I'd love to go back and rewind the clock one more time. That'd be amazing and awesome. I'd be living much better in a different lifestyle.
What if we weren't a part of it? I guess you don't know what you're not missing out on.
You wouldn't know, right. It would be rewound. So. Huh. Would I want to have you as my children still? Absolutely.
That'd be an interesting concept to think about.
So I have to ask God if I can go back in time, but still have you guys as my girl.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes, absolutely. A lot different. When I was a teenager, I viewed myself as not having to take so long to learn the lessons of life. I kind of just figured that I knew I was headed for, I wanted to do either something in the military or for law enforcement.
So like me?
Yeah. And, but that didn't work out or happen. So that set me back for quite a few years and didn't have a lot of direction. So I did waste a lot of years. And it, again, it really took you coming into this world before I started to find a path and take life seriously. Because until you came along, I did not take life seriously. Life was a joke and a disappointment. Until I had you.
That was all good stuff. Thank you. That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.